At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. The Super Bowl extravaganza show is here once again. Uncle Laser has joined us.
Football
the world's
experts.
Biggest piece of shit. Gary Faust is joining us as well back there.
Quantumologist.
Oh, is that what you prefer?
First off, let's talk about Gary because I fucking wish like Taylor Swift would end up with somebody like Gary.
So do I.
Like, and it's just it's every 3 days in the press, him doing something but she's so in love, like she can't let it go. No matter all her publicists, everybody on her team is like, you have to get rid of this motherfucker. She's like, I can't. I love him.
James,
I
love him. It sounds like you know every relationship I've ever been in.
I mean, like he's caught releasing the fucking large cats from one of the zoos, like in Cincinnati. Like
he just got out of prison last week.
Yeah.
Uncle Laser.
Yeah.
You were with him.
Yeah.
How did you guys end up in jail, and how did he end up in jail?
Well, first off, I didn't go to jail.
Okay.
I'm a law-abiding citizen. I pay my taxes on time. He littered. He legitimately littered. He littered a cup on the ground, and we're in Pikeville, Kentucky, and they're backwoods down there. That's where the Hatfields McCoys got
it's
into.
It's
down in a holler.
He,
and to be honest, to Gary's defense, he was actually going home early. It was only midnight. He's like, I'm going to get some rest because we've been partying all night. And he threw a cup on the ground right next to the car. And I'll let you tell it. Hell, you were there.
No, you tell it, dude.
Yeah, I mean,
no, you went to jail, Gare Bear. It's your story
look,
here.
Dude, this is as simple as this. I didn't do shit. Right? I didn't do shit. And my fucking dad started yelling at the cops. And he's motherfuckers. And the guy that's tattooed head to toe got me sent to jail.
Oh, wow. So you
that's
actually
what it was.
So you actually talked to your dad.
Yeah, like that's the shocking part of this whole story is you actually have a father.
My dad chauffeured us all around.
But your dad got you arrested.
Yeah. So did he bail you out of jail then?
I didn't have to get bailed.
I had to put in a phone call to the girl that owned the bar, okay, and her mom was the prosecutor, and she got him out of her and said, this is actually a nice guy. Then he came back and he punched her fucking drywall out of the bathroom. Can we talk about that?
Can we put the video up? I did punch out the drywall also.
Do you have the video?
Of course, dude. if you guys want to watch a video of me blacked out drunk punching out the drywall.
There is nothing more that I would rather watch
send
today.
Send it to him, dude.
I don't give a fuck. If Tiger Woods from 1998 came back to play the Masters, I would rather watch this video right now.
Dude,
I would love it.
I was so drunk in that video that I literally forgot where I was. I go, Ironton?
Yeah.
So you punched the woman who got you
not
out of
woman,
jail.
Not the woman, the drywall.
The drywall.
Drywall
next to the woman. Because
the drywall wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You understand?
The woman did.
The drywall.
Yeah, the woman didn't shut up.
The drywall is the practice rounds before we actually hit the woman.
Well, yeah, you don't want to miss, right?
Yeah,
you only get the one shot, so you don't want to miss.
So what actually happened was the fucking jailers, he didn't know no fucking senator or whatever the fuck bullshit he just said. What actually happened was that the jailers were like, hey, you're a pretty funny guy, dude. We're just going to call the judge and let you out. And they literally called the judge at midnight.
Dude.
And let me out, dude.
You're
really?
No.
I swear to God.
No. That's not how jail works. I know that for a fact. I've been a few times.
Well, I don't know. I did see that. You don't remember that guy who was singing to the judge a couple months ago trying to get out of jail?
Oh, yeah.
He was singing to
Your Honor.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Have mercy. Yeah. She was like, I mean, it was a 4-minute song.
Yeah.
Finally, the judge goes, look, you're a very talented singer, but you're going away for 35 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was 35 years?
It was a big boy sentence, yeah.
That is a big boy sentence.
Big boy sentence, yeah.
Had to have killed a guy.
No, he threw a plastic cup on the ground in Pikesville, Kentucky.
There it is.
Don't go back to that town.
No,
ever.
I'm gonna have a warrant, dude. I'm not going to court.
There's a warrant for you?
Well, if I don't go to the court.
Oh, so now you've got warrants in multiple states.
Well, that was already the case. Now there's just one more.
Did the warrant not show up from the other state and they didn't try to extradite you or anything like that?
I don't think Pikesville, Kentucky has reciprocity with Nevada. Yeah,
well, they don't even have Kentucky.
Wait, you got a warrant in Nevada now, too?
Every state.
When I was at SHOT Show.
That was 2 weeks ago, Gary. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but that's an old warrant.
It's an old warrant, right?
Yeah, it's old.
But Pikeville, Kentucky, they don't even have computers to process your fucking... It's all filing.
A couple of things. Really? One, reciprocity is not even the right goddamn word.
See?
Are you sure? I got my degree in criminology.
I am positive that that's not the right word.
I went to Josh Hopkins.
I'm HIV positive that's not the right word.
It sounded great, Gary. I was letting you roll with it.
Look, let me tell you something. I've been to jail a lot. I think reciprocity is the right word.
It would be an extradition treaty is what he's talking about, but it's the same country, so that's not fucking applicable.
Reciprocity is state by state, dude.
Yes, reciprocity.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like you would have black cellmate who was like, Your Honor, I was incarcerated, and then the reciprocity with what I was here for.
Yeah, you sound like Mike Tyson in fucking 1993
now. On a rape charge.
Well,
I did.
Gare Bear, none of those in the past?
Nonetheless, I believe in Allah now, so.
We'll pull out a mat for you to pray on here in a sec. In the meantime, text that drywall video.
Yeah, we need that drywall video, Gary.
So we can put it up. The reason why we're here today, obviously it's Super Bowl 58 this weekend. We're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. The big game is here. Tons of prop bets. Before we get to the actual game itself, my bookie has asked us to go through the Taylor Swift
Super Bowl's this weekend
prop bets on Sunday.
What?
Yes, it is.
Where you been, dude? You break your foot and you fucking lose track of time. What's happening?
I had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is performing in Tokyo. She's going to fly back. She's going to time travel to make it to the Super Bowl.
She's performing in Tokyo.
She's got to get
Saturday night.
Yeah. So she has to get her DeLorean up to 88 miles per hour.
Correct. 21,000 gigawatts, and then she'll be here.
Gigawatts.
I guess you, whatever, man. We're rolling today. Don't interrupt my reciprocity today, Dan. But she's going to fly back. You gain a whole day, and then she'll be at the Super Bowl. So they just launched a ton of Taylor Swift prop bets. Her appearance has brought in a shit ton of gamblers into the Super Bowl. This is the highest bet Super Bowl in the history, and they're expecting record ratings on Sunday. A lot of that is supposed to be attributed to
watched.
Her.
Yeah.
Events. In American
a bunch of white
television.
Women turning white women turning into the NFL.
Finally, we got that audience that Hollywood is seeking. Just the whites again, you know? So first up, and we'll go around the horn here with everybody, including you, Gare Bear. Will Taylor Swift arrive on time for Super Bowl 58? On time is minus 2,000. Taylor Swift does not arrive on time. It's plus 800. I know why they did this bet. They interviewed Travis Kelce, and they said, look, we don't know what the time change is going to be and if she'll be able to make it on time. I think that's bullshit. I'm all in on time. Who you got?
I mean, Travis going to be a fucking... If she takes a helicopter...
Fucking from helicopter
Tokyo?
From Japan?
No, you fly
into... You know how fucking helicopters work?
Aerodynamics, dude. Like, listen, she flies in to Burbank or whatever it is
is the Super Bowl?
It's a 12-hour flight from Tokyo to Vegas.
Las Vegas. So nowhere near fucking Burbank.
Yeah, why a helicopter?
Hey, look, my daddy,
you're a helicopter pilot.
My daddy tell me anything plus 800, lay it.
Lay it
every time, dude.
All right. What about you, Jared?
$100
you
make 800? It? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that... I think that it's a strategic play that they want some pre-show coverage of her showing up. That way, she gets more because if she shows up during the game, there you're battling commercial breaks that are all the most expensive
$7 million a spot.
Okay,
that's
so
great.
Like you're not gonna hold. So like she knows she's got to get her TV time, so she wants to go before the game so she could just take over pre-show.
I agree, D'Anthony.
Man, I don't care.
I know you don't. I know you don't, Doom. I know you don't. It's the hottest woman in America.
Hottest?
I don't know.
Most I believe Dan has a nickname
woman in America.
For her.
What is what
everybody
is
that listens to this show knows that she's a Rat Face Trailer Parks Gang, that,
which is not true.
Yeah, it's absolutely fucking true.
All the Swifties out there, trailer she's Parks a beautiful gang. Woman.
She's
that,
not.
That double album she's going to drop in April is going to be the biggest thing.
There's
on the planet.
A double album. Maybe she could use some of that billion album. Dollars to get some plastic surgery on her fucking face. How about that?
Boy, this is crazy, dude.
Spread her features out a little bit. Her eyes are too close together. She looks like she got fetal alcohol.
I don't think you can get surgery to fucking widen your eyes.
Oh, you can, dude. You can get taller now.
You can. You can get leg extensions.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro.
Micro practice penis. You make your wiener longer, too. I just figured this.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
What's that shit called, Gary? Microplastic? You know what I'm talking about?
Gary's what? Drunk.
What? The microplastic area? What is that shit that Bobby's always talking about with the dick extension?
What is it, like a go-go gadget wiener or something?
They put like inches in.
Yeah, they put some collagen in there, right. And it extends it like an inch.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know the name of it.
I don't think you can probably get hard after that, though, right?
Cialis.
Depends on where it is.
No, I mean, don't you have like a fucking...
I want to try
a lippy part of it.
It looks like an elephant trunk after that.
I think it's like a saggy bridge during a flood.
I heard you're
just in the middle, it's a little lower.
If you take Mexican Cialis, they use real sugar.
They do. They actually do.
It's cane sugar.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Gary?
Wow, we don't have that kind of time.
No, we sure don't.
The question, she'll be on time. For the reasons that he said, they want that photo op.
Yeah. Gary Bear, Taylor on time. Yes or no?
Yeah, dumb bitch will be on time for
there
sure.
You go. He's single, ladies. I know it's hard to believe.
I'm never dating again, ever. I went on the worst fucking date of my life the other night.
Yeah, what happened? Because I didn't get to hear the story.
Dude, I showed up and this girl was half
there
drunk.
It is. There's a
right when I got there.
A rest on
shit. Well, I'm talking about this dumb bitch I went on this date.
Wait, did you not have V8? Why is it fucking slanted? Why is the picture not
in Pikesville, Kentucky, dude?
Kentucky, Dan.
Hey, mustache looking great though.
God, yeah, it is.
Great mustache.
You're in good spirits. You're in good spirits.
Oh, dude, I had all those guys laughing their asses off. They're like, dude, we're gonna call a judge. We'll get you right.
That is not how it works.
Hey, go look up my charge online. It doesn't appear because I think they might have fucking
expunged it,
or because Pikeville, Tennessee doesn't have computers.
Yeah. No,
Pikesville, Kentucky,
Dan.
Wherever the fuck
it was. Wherever,
it's
man.
Where the Hatfields and McCoys fought.
Both of those states are fucking bullshit anyway.
All right. Next up here, will Taylor Swift wear a heart-shaped necklace to the Super Bowl? Is that
That's
a thing?
That's a bet.
That's a bet. That's a real
well,
bet.
Well, as the subject matter expert in Taylor Swift here.
Yes.
So Taylor Swift actually wears a heart-shaped necklace 194 days out of each year.
Okay.
And we have not been able to calculate a pattern yet or really like track the season and how she makes the decisions when she wears this. So this one's up in the air. I think it's a toss up.
It's several days before Valentine's Day. She'll have a heart-shaped necklace on because he probably bought her one this week.
Yep. Nailed it. I'm with that.
Oh, Dan's a genius.
I'm with that. Yeah.
I'm not a genius. I just know how to read a fucking calendar. You guys set the bar pretty low.
Hey, Pikesville.
For littering, dude. I bet you couldn't do that.
Next up, will her hair be up or down?
It's always up.
I think it's always down.
Yeah, always down.
It's going to be up.
It's always down.
She's going to be on a plane for
it's going to be up.
12 hours.
Yeah. No.
She'll be in before that.
I think she'll have a glam squad on the ground.
She's not going out. Yeah. Bob, didn't you say that she always has her hair down at all these events?
It's about 60-40.
I think she knows there's going to be a lot of cheering
What's
and jumping.
What's the odds on that?
The odds on that are -800 for hair down. So they're Vegas is expecting hair down.
That's worth going up. Yeah. That's worth 450.
Yeah. 450 to go up.
You can lay that. 50 bucks on that.
Next one, Taylor Swift's lipstick color, red.
Red, obviously.
I don't know if I've ever seen her color. Without red.
I don't think I have either. So it's got to be red on that one. Does Taylor Swift show cleavage or not show cleavage?
Well, you would have to have.
She's going
to
be in a jersey.
she's got a beautiful fake rig on her, dude. Yeah. It's a small C. And that's polite for her frame.
It's one that's not true, and two, she never shows cleavage anyway.
She's flat chested like 11-year-old boy.
No, that's not true.
I've never seen her titties.
Bob, pull up a picture of her titties,
dude. She's gonna be in a jersey.
Probably
it'd be a like Super Bowl. The Super Bowl.
She's been wearing a lot of like throwback sweatshirts.
Yeah, she doesn't ever show cleavage.
It is in a dome, so it will be chillier than you know, outside. But
I'm going. She's wearing Travis's jersey. I mean, your fucking boyfriend is in the Super Bowl.
Look at those fucking bolt-ons there. Like,
those are okay.
Those are some decent size.
What?
Markers.
That's what I'm telling you.
When did that happen?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah. No. Huh. So
I never knew she went redhead.
Worth showing.
Yo, Dan, she's kind of hot right there,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, dude.
I remember the Taylor Swift when I was like 14.
Photoshopped all the shit. Dude, yeah, she's got all those Snapchat filters on her.
It's not. It's just like her on a red carpet having a normal day.
No, that's not a normal day. Brittany Mahomes is going to be in Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, right?
Well,
and they're like, oh, look at how hot she looks. Like, yeah, if you get that one angle, right? And then you see her any other time, she looks like a fucking horse.
We pulled
she
this does. Up on Ross Patterson hey. Revolution there.
Just put the side-by-side of her, that these glam shots that are coming out versus the normal shots.
There we go.
Terrible.
Go back to that other one, Bob. So that would be a tits-out photo at the game. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, but had she taken off her
she
original?
She took off the jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was Aaron Andrews'
so
jacket.
So that's a question then.
See, that was a non-heart-shaped.
Does she show up with something and then it gets toasty up in the fucking booth and then, or in the suite and she takes something off? Does that count? Or is it what she shows up in?
Ooh, that's a great question. That's a great question.
May have to hit my bookie up about that.
Yeah, one. I'll ask him. Oh my God, dude, there's no way this is a real fucking question here.
What?
Jackson Mahomes and Taylor Swift. Jackson Mahomes is the brother who got arrested for
sexual assault.
Yeah. Taylor Swift and Jackson Mahomes make a game day TikTok?
No.
Yes or no?
She got lit up the last time they were even in the suite together. That's not happening.
I agree. That's a hard no on that one. I don't think she knew who that was the first time.
Isn't he known for just making stupid TikToks?
That was all he was known for, and then being Patrick Mahomes' brother. But then all got stripped away once he got arrested, and I think he's still wearing an ankle monitor. So, yeah, yeah.
When you grab a restaurant owner by the throat and fucking start making out with her.
Gary's, if you go
I
to,
thought he was gay, though.
Well, come on, man. The video looked like to me of like, oh, hey, I promise I'm straight, you know? And then choked her, and it didn't seem like a real kiss.
If you go to Gary's house, there's like a glass fucking case that has all of his old ankle monitors in it.
Yeah, Gary keeps
they're hung up on the wall. Yeah.
Shadow boxed. Yeah. You got them all shadow boxed by city. Yeah. You got a picture of your kid, too, that you don't talk to? Is he up next to just right there, side by side, like a side by side?
Hey, I got an interesting fact about Taylor Swift, guys.
What's that?
She grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, you don't say.
There you go. And that's how you smoke screen away from talking about my kid.
Hey, real question, though. When you get all 50 ankle monitors from each state, do you unlock the ability to see your child or what? Chow, we're back, baby. Having a kidney infection. Give me a fucking heart seltzer. What are we doing? No, I'm kidding. I really am on medication.
I want to hear the rest of this date. Like, why did this date go to hell?
Here we go, Gear Bear. Dude. Give it to us.
Because we ended up running into Bobby.
Yeah.
And fucking Bobby was like, ketamine incoherent. Yeah. He's like, blah, blah, blah.
He just gave everybody ketamine?
Because
that's what Bobby usually does. He's followed me into the bathroom a couple times. Like, what's this guy doing? He goes, hey, you want a bump?
I'm
like,
yeah.
yeah, I do, actually. Thank you.
Hey, he's a good guy. Don't worry about it. But look, then I'm talking to him. He starts talking about his butthole and like not making sense. Like, he just starts doing these ketamine raps. You know what I mean? And I'm like, yeah, this is cool. And then this girl walks over and flicked me in my fucking Adam's apple.
This is your date?
No, random woman. Oh. I'm not going to say her name.
Gary doesn't like being touched.
Face being touched. When we were in Vegas, when we met up with you in Vegas, me and CJ, right before that, he kept touching my hair, touching my face. And I was like, CJ, I'm going to punch you in the fucking face if you touch me again. He touched me again. I tackled him through one of those fucking expensive tables.
Yeah, because you guys all came in all cut up and shit, and they weren't wearing shirts.
Oh, God.
And fucking CJ was carrying Gary on his shoulders, and they're just screaming. Like, we've got a nice group of about 30 individuals in a bar, like, hanging out, and here comes this.
I completely forgot I had a warrant, too. I was like, I should be a lot more careful.
I don't know how you forget, Garrett. It's been there forever, okay?
Well, I don't live there.
So and where does this date come in?
Yeah.
I've not heard. All I've heard is that you hung out with Bobby and a random woman touched your face.
No, she flicked my Adam's apple.
So where's the date?
It was just horrible. And then...
Gary, do you know what a date is? Let's start there and then work backwards. It sounds like you just met a stranger out in a bar and she flicked you in the Adam's apple. No.
I met this girl doing a blind dating YouTube show.
Oh. That's she's my girlfriend.
Not in front of my friends, baby. Anyways, look, long story short.
Too late.
I ended up just telling her, I was like, hey, look, I don't want to be friends with you if we're not going to fuck. And she's like, well, I mean, and I was like, all right, cool. And I fucking left. She called me at 4 a.m. and she got this whole fucking long story. And I hung up and I just texted her and I said, unfollowed. And I never talked to her again until the next day when I posted that story. And she texted me and said that I was a rude asshole. That's the whole story. It just sucked. It's not even a good story because it sucked.
Yeah, but I DM'd her after. I said, look, I'm sorry about my friend, but I'd love to take you out on a date because she's hot as fuck, Gary. You really let that one go.
Yeah, and then he took her out. They got lobster rolls, dude.
Yeah, and now you've got a kidney infection, Laser. So what the fuck?
Yeah, Dan, it's a fucking part of the process, dude. It's part of the job, dude. Don't stick your wiener or something and don't clean it out, dude. I didn't know. Women are petri dishes. Who would have thought, dude? I thought only women could get yeast infections, but I can, dude.
Look. You got chlamydia from me indirectly, all right?
Nah, this ain't chlamydia. I've had that several times. This ain't that. This is different.
What, you're not pissing any
No, it's not weird with the piss. It's just my fucking kidneys. Like I said, it's yeast.
Does your pee smell?
Yep.
No, I think you're going to have a kidney stone.
I'm 50-50 with Gare Bear on this one. It could be chlamydia.
It doesn't burn.
Yet.
And it it burnt like 3 weeks ago, and then that went away. And I was like, all right, I've got a hyper immune system. Cool. And
how many times?
Huh?
How many times you had chlamydia?
7.
Then it's
16?
Not chlamydia, dude. You have natural immunity.
Yeah, that's what
I can't get it no more.
That's definitely not true,
dude. That's quantumology, dude. Exactly. Him and I learned the same
Dan,
shit.
Look it up. It's quantum physics.
Exactly. Speaking of burn, will Usher sing "Let It Burn" at the Super Bowl during halftime?
Oh, of course. It's his hit, baby. Burn, yeah, let it burn.
I agree.
There's one. Does Taylor Swift post a Chiefs bet on Instagram? And yes is plus 550. I think she will
post a bet on through a company, through like MyBookie or somebody like that.
Yeah. She would have to post it on her Instagram, right?
I think she will. I think that's a good one to lay $100 on.
Wow. I mean, that's. I don't think she will. I don't think she will. I don't think she'll. I think she's got too many kids, and they're not going to do the gambling thing there.
She has 280 million followers.
I know.
Not all of them are kids.
Look, but how much would that post be worth, Jared?
Oh, God.
It would be worth $30 million.
Marketing-wise.
Yeah.
So,
oh, my God.
Just like a FanDuel. Because FanDuel has a $30 million. They had a thing with McAfee for $30 million.
Yeah.
Do you let her do that and say, look, I'll give you $30 million for one Instagram post?
No, they wouldn't do that because the audience is probably too young to capture all of it, right? So it'd be less than that. But I remember when Kim Kardashian had 25 million followers, they were making $1 to $2 million per post.
Yes, that's
so
correct.
That time,
25%.
Yep. That's okay. Amazing. Does Taylor Swift wear a Chiefs jersey at the game? Yes, yes or no?
No, I think she's going to go rock the sweater.
No,
that's what she's been wearing.
Yeah, although
there was one game where she wore a Kelsey 87 jersey.
She has a custom jersey.
I bet it's with you.
And it just says rat face trailer park scan. Nope. Back.
It says America's sweetheart.
It's crop top.
Yeah. America's sweetheart.
And
is
then
what
she's
it
got
says.
A pack of Cools rolled up in the sleeve.
Oh, dude, what did she turn it into? A trailer park? Fucking what's going
she,
on?
She grew up in a trailer park.
She grew up on a Christmas tree farm.
Where's
Gary's shirt? Gary, where did your fucking shirt go?
Dude, I'm sweating my fucking balls off.
Gare Bear, look at him. He's back, baby.
Can you tell?
It is a nice sheen.
Can
on
you
your
tell?
Chest.
Can you tell how uncomfortable Delco and Rob are right now? They're like they're both getting tested right after the show.
I'm just mentally preparing to give him CPR.
Yeah, you have you've one of those. What's the
AD?
Fucking, no, the Narcan.
Oh, Narcan. Yeah.
He's got Narcan on standby fucking Gary.
I've got three of those in the drawer.
Dude, actually,
fridge.
That nurse I went on a date with, when I walked her up to her door to say goodnight, so I was like, hey, can I come in? She's like, no, but I do have some for you. She handed me a thing of Narcan. She goes, you're probably going to need this at some point in your life. I was like, that's extremely thoughtful.
Hey, dude, speaking of striking out on bad dates, what happened the other night with you, dude? Okay. You don't want to tell that story, do you?
Can't talk about
it. No, we're just not. Tell my bad date story. It's not yours, you piece of shit, dude. Fuck you.
Hey, dude, we're doing Super Bowl talk, dude.
Hey, Super Bowl. Super Bowl. Gary, back on track.
Whatever, oh, my God. The next bet is for Gary, dude. Will Jason Kelce be shirtless during the game?
100%. That's 100% yes. That's,
lay the that. Money on that, yeah.
Everyone he's come to so far, he's taken his shirt off.
Holy shit,
since the Eagles
dude.
Got bounced.
He's a dog.
Well, I don't think they cut to him in the last game, or maybe I didn't see it, because I was at a kids thing. Did they cut to him during the Ravens game, shirtless?
Yeah.
They did, okay. Because I remember the game before he was shirtless, mm-hmm. but I didn't know about the Ravens game there. Does Taylor Swift, oh my God, and Travis Kelce do heart hands into the stands if he scores a touchdown? Now that he's done, I think, 2 or 3 times. So then you'd have to figure, all right, is he going to score a touchdown? I say yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So feed him the ball.
A little inside baseball on that. The heart hands, Travis Kelce said, was not for Taylor.
Who is that for?
Some fan was talking shit and he just turned around and did that. Like, was being a dick, you know, heckling. And he turned around and gave him the heart hands after he scored the touchdown.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a fuck you.
Okay. I thought it was a Tay-Tay thing, but...
He clarified, yeah. He clarified a couple days later.
I'm going to say... So, it's minus 115 that he actually does it. I agree, but he's got to score a touchdown. I think he will.
It's minus 125 for him not to do it, though.
Ooh.
So, it's this is just a... I mean, this is a trap bet. Don't bet that.
It is the biggest game of the year, right? And you know, Taylor Swift always taking some of the attention away from the game. I mean, I think he's going to be locked in. I don't think he's doing any kind of pointing hard hands shit. I think he's spiking the ball with the homies. And they're drinking 40s on the sideline.
No,
it's the biggest game of the year.
I think he plays into fucking getting the cameras on him and her as much as possible.
Could be, because hey, this next bet is even bigger, and like I've already laid money on this for MVP. So does the Super Bowl 58 MVP mention Taylor Swift at all in the speech after the game? And is minus 1,000 that does not, plus 550 that it does. So I bet Travis Kelce would win the MVP already. I've already bet this on my bookie. That he would. If he wins the MVP, the answer is yes.
He will
do it, but he's got to win the MVP, which is rare, Dan.
When's the last time a tight end won the MVP for a fucking Super Bowl, though?
Never.
I don't think it's ever happened.
But if you look at his last two games, he was clearly
11,
the MVP.
11
so.
For 11, like 160, yeah, something like that. Yeah,
he would have easily won it. And
I don't know, though, because the second, I think it was the first MVP. I know it was the second one that last year that Mahomes won. He only threw for 183 yards. And Kelce had, 80 or 90 of those yards, and he still didn't win MVP. Mahomes did. So there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Not one prayer.
Yeah, I agree. This one's wild. I can't believe they put this up here. All right.
This is free money.
Hang on. Number of times
Taylor Swift to become pregnant?
No. Well,
we'll get to that in a second.
I can make that happen.
Number of times Taylor Swift will be shown on Super Bowl 58. More than once. Yes, that's easy.
No, well, that's not what they say, though. It's the bet is the number of times Taylor Swift shown on Super Bowl 58 broadcast, and there's only one option, and it's too many times.
But in parentheses, it says more than once.
More than once, yeah. And it's minus 10,000.
Yes.
Which means they're definitely going to show her more than once, so this is free money.
It's a free money
bet. Put as much money as you have on just
as you
bet.
Have. But the next one after it, to Jared's point there, was will Taylor Swift become pregnant in 2024?
Well, see, this is something that we can affect the outcome of.
How?
I'll let you do that math.
Oh, God.
I say no only because she's got a new album and that tour goes to the end of the year. There's no way she's going to do a tour pregnant. I say after that. I say 2025.
I think she announces it at the Super Bowl.
That she is pregnant?
That she is pregnant.
Now, because they've only been doing anal is what I heard.
Oh, anal?
God yeah. Damn it.
That's what I heard, dude.
Who did you hear that from?
Gary.
Gary, how do you get your information, Gary?
Does he not look like a guy that would know the answer to that question?
Yeah, he got an inside.
he knows the cleanup crew.
The pit crew, yeah.
Will Travis Kelce endorse, who will he endorse for president in 2024? Oh, Travis God. Kelce?
Oh,
Joe Biden or Donald Trump? Same with Taylor Swift.
I don't think either for Kelce.
Yeah, can you get neither?
But Taylor Swift will endorse Biden for sure.
Yes.
But Kelce, I don't think will say.
I don't think he will, yeah. But I think she will for sure.
No.
What do you think he is in real life?
Gay.
Well, that's fine.
Nobody has like fucking stud earrings and a chin strap beard that doesn't love cock.
No. That's every Cowboys fan. That's every Miami Dolphins fan.
That's the
Northeast. Like, yeah. It's
as I've said.
They're all
love cock. They love the cock.
But in real life, I would have said that he was probably Republican.
Jason's definitely Republican.
No shit. But isn't, wouldn't you say Travis is too?
Nah.
No, really?
I mean, maybe. Maybe he just likes that liberal poon, you know? It's hard to say.
I mean, you're dating the most famous colder. Person on the earth.
I heard it's colder.
Really? Inside?
I'd never know.
You're talking about the MGT?
Yeah.
The median
giant. The MGT
giant
is like
temp?
Colder in a yeah. liberal.
You know,
I wouldn't know.
You know how that works?
Nuh-uh.
Median giant temp?
Yeah, it's median giant temp.
Yeah.
What are we saying?
Yeah, the vagina temperature.
The median.
Do you know what the number is?
Oh, median, like the average.
Yeah, average giant temperature. And the MGT of a liberal woman is colder.
Is that a fact?
It's a fact.
So. Yeah. Scientists have proven that.
Yeah. Gary?
Which one have the least amount of yeast?
That checks out with quantumology.
It sure does, dude. Thank God for our quantumologist over there, Gare Bear.
Five cylinder.
Five cylinder.
Biggest piece of shit in the world, God, dude. I love it. Next up, will Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce kiss on the field? Yes or no?
100% yes.
Well, if they win. So I think the bet is... If they lose, I mean, it depends on if the 49ers win, she won't be able to come down to the field.
No.
So
then they just sacrifice her.
The stank. NFL would fucking kill themselves. They couldn't get Taylor Swift on the field after the game with 200 million people watching.
Well, look, that's the thing. This is, I'm telling you right now, like, I know we haven't got to this part of it yet, but the Chiefs, they have to win, right? But they have to have her down the field.
Yep.
And what's going to happen is, they're going to write the script. Kelce's going to catch the game-winning touchdown. She's going to come down on the field, rush the field with the fans, and they're going to kiss. He's going to propose to her in the end zone.
That would be
the Chiefs dude, are fucking winning the Super Bowl. Lay whatever money you can on the goddamn Indians.
This is the fucking the largest proposal in history of.
Of the, world.
I'm surprised, speaking of proposals, there isn't a prop bet for Travis Kelce proposing to her. At the game.
I am,
if
too.
If they win.
Yeah, I'm surprised, right? too.
Like, why is that not a
because
thing?
Because the NFL don't want it out just
yet. They don't want that people to know that.
They don't want
you. Wrote the script, guys.
They wrote the script,
he's
guys.
He's right. He's
did
right.
Did y'all not make it to the pre-production? They wrote the fucking script already, dude. Quantum mechanics.
There it is.
Quantumology.
Fired up.
Boy, I'm taking my jacket off. It's hot as shit.
It is, dude. Strip down, dude. Strip down for the people.
Stop being
Super Bowl. There we go. Put that in a wide.
A woman's pussy so it gets colder here.
Yeah, look at that.
Christ, look.
Welcome to America, motherfuckers.
Yeah, if a liberal woman spreads her legs, it's like the fucking Ice King just showed up, or the Night King from Game of Thrones. Everything just starts freezing around you.
Can you show me the world? Frozen starts playing.
Yeah.
Last Taylor Swift prop. Bet here, will she be holding a drink during the game?
Easy yes
or no?
Easy yes.
Really?
That's not worth betting on. Yeah.
Wine?
She's had drinks. They've shown her with drinks during the game.
Every single time, yeah.
I wish we could get some RDF seltzer up in that booth. It'd be fucking great. Let's get to some of the prop bets before the game here. These are some of the fun ones here that we live for. The national anthem. All right. Every year we love this fucking thing. So this is Reba. Reba's singing the national anthem this year. I don't really know why.
This is her last chance.
Is it really?
You think so she's going to die? Down.
She had cancer?
Nailed it.
That
was a very subtle Reba reference right there. That's a deep cut. How do you know Reba, dude?
I'm smarter than all of you.
No, you're not.
You don't even know quantumology.
You don't know quantumology. You've never even seen the degrees that me and Gary have.
I see that you're running a temperature, a low grade temperature, which probably means all of you have kidney stones.
Yes. Every single one of you guys.
That's all the degrees I need to know about, asshole.
All right, Reba, first up here. Color of boots of Reba's wearing. Black, red, blue, pink, green, brown, white, purple, yellow.
Red.
Are they all the same odds?
No, they're not. Black is the favorite right now. Red is second. Blue is third.
An older woman, black is more slimming.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to wear... some kind of black dress.
But both teams have red. Both teams have red.
Both teams have red.
I think she's wearing red.
Oh, that's a good call.
Damn it, Anthony, dude. He is in quantum physics.
Yeah.
She's wearing red. I had a dream about it last night.
Jesus Christ.
I swear to God.
Dude, you had a dream about Reba McEntire last night?
Wearing red boots.
Dude.
Okay.
And I had a dream last night, too, that you actually stopped the Challenger space shuttle mission before it exploded.
Oh, shit. You guys better be careful, because Martin Luther King had a dream, and he's fucking dead.
Yeah, so those Challenger people as well.
So just watch out.
First coach to be shown during the national anthem, Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan?
Oh.
I'm going to go Andy Reid on this one because he's the defending champion.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, Andy Reid.
No. Kyle Shanahan hasn't won and is actually choked two away in the fourth quarter. No need to show him again, in my opinion, as a Falcons fan. Fuck him forever.
Oh, I was in Costa Rica when that happened.
Sure were. I got a fucking perm because of you.
Well, technically, it was because of me.
Perm, dude. Yeah. Well, either way.
I shot you in 2017. I gave him the idea for that.
Yeah. We bet. Hey, you don't know this. We bet a perm.
Yeah.
On the Super Bowl.
Oh, no shit.
And at half,
to get a fucking
at
perm
halftime, is at it? Halftime, the Falcons were up by 30 points.
Yeah. 23.
I got blackout drunk and passed out. Didn't even watch the rest of the game until they all woke me up and saying, "You're not getting a perm."
Yep.
Oh,
and so
shit.
I got the perm, and it was my wife's anniversary. Going to the Bahamas. And I had to go down with this fucking perm, and I had a huge mustache.
Well, it's still on your driver's license now. Right?
It is. She was,
oh, my God.
Yeah, she was none too fussed about it. I mean,
how did the perm
nuts.
Hold up in the humidity of the...
We got cornrows.
It
corn
did.
In Jamaica. Well, yeah.
So I ended up getting cornrows in Jamaica from this black chick on the beach.
Oh,
and with the beads, the full beads, like the Venus Williams beads. And that pissed her off even more. And like, because we had dinner reservations at Nobu, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, no.
And I go up to the hostess, and they're like, "Oh, my God, I can't believe you have a reservation here." And the beads are shaking around, and I was like, "Yep, two."
Dude, then that's when Jesse banned us from ever betting again.
Correct. No, that's not
the
when.
Next year, oh,
that's
the
not
diaper.
When the next year was the loser had to change the winner's dirty diaper.
Yes.
And then right. Jesse stepped in and said, "No more bets."
Yeah. She says, "I'm not having one of you wipe down the other one after shitting in a diaper."
Yeah.
Gary, we got to start doing this shit. These boys are on a different level out here, old son.
We've made some fucking crazy bets.
Fuck, dude.
I'll blast over a picture here in a second. Next up, shown first during national anthem. Taylor Swift shown first. Taylor Swift and Travis or Jason Kelce shown together. Or Jason Kelce shown first.
Taylor.
It's Taylor, dude.
Taylor. Yeah. I'm with you. Next up, shown first during national anthem, Patrick Mahomes or Brock Purdy?
Mahomes.
He's a star.
Yeah.
Star.
Purdy's fucking invisible.
Purdy's only the 10th best player on his team, according to a guy who doesn't dress very well.
Exactly. He's not wrong.
Purdy's, what? He's still got a roommate.
I think he does.
He lives with a roommate.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, he shouldn't, because he does make... The league minimum is still like fucking $600K.
$600K.
Will any scoring drive take less time than the national anthem?
Yes.
Yes, I agree too.
And the national anthem is going to run what, 87 seconds, 84?
Yeah, we'll get to that prop bet in a second here. But right now, it appears as if they've pulled it, and I'm not sure why. Maybe rehearsals have started.
I love the plus money on this.
You do.
Two good defenses, sprinkle it.
Hey.
Not the way that fucking San Francisco's run defense has been. I think Pacheco is going to break one loose and run it in.
He could. Mm. I sprinkled money on Pacheco for MVP.
I mean, you're talking about two good defenses, a short field on a turnover.
Yeah,
that's a very legitimate possibility. I wouldn't take no on that one.
Okay. Let's see here. Post Malone is doing America the Beautiful after that, so he'll be on the field. There is nothing for the black national anthem.
Well, that's because it's not a real thing, Ross.
No, it's not. Well, but are they doing it?
When do they do post, yeah, when it, does yeah. Post Malone sing? Is that before or after the national
anthem? Before.
Before.
He goes before, yeah.
There's a black national anthem?
Yeah.
What is this?
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a fucking dumb joke.
They did it last year, right?
It's just the N-word for 6 minutes. I didn't write the goddamn song. I'm just telling you what it is.
He's just reciting.
Black,
yeah. But no, that was a real thing. And they did it last year. I forget.
It's Lift Every Voice and Sing or some shit like that. I don't remember the name of it.
Yeah. But that was definitely in there.
It would be funny if it was just Cat Williams saying the N-word over and over. It did, I would be fine with it. I would be like, fuck yeah, dude. This is the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
Will President Trump attend the Super Bowl, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Really?
It's plus money for him to not or yeah, to show up. So I think it's a good bet.
He's there.
He's got to show up.
He's in Vegas.
He's friends with Dana. Yeah. Like, they own Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Trump owns
why
Vegas.
Why not?
Yeah, he should. Just to show his face.
Yes, I would
and
too.
And to get the
exposure.
And people are going to cheer, probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
that crowd.
Let me ask you this. Does the telecast, though, show him?
They won't have a choice, dude.
Yeah,
it's fucking
dude. That's what I think.
To give some perspective, right? So January 6th is 2021, right?
Yeah.
They showed him at the World Series like 6 months later.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Well, also
he's going.
Too,
all right.
Like he showed up at Madison Square Garden at the UFC I was at, and that crowd cheered.
Well, that's
Yeah.
UFC,
well, they went nuts.
UFC crowd.
Yeah.
There are no liberals in UFC.
No. Rightfully so.
New York, though. You're in the.
Yeah. Next up, this is a very interesting bet here. Will Brock Purdy be benched during the game?
What? No.
For who?
The fuck out of here.
Sam Darnold?
I mean, I guess if they blow him the fuck out, that's
No.
Or if he's having, what if he throws three picks in the first half?
He did that one game.
He did, yeah.
Against the Ravens, but they didn't take him out to the fourth quarter when the game was completely out of hand. So that's what I'm saying. The only way he can get taken is it's a blowout.
Or he gets hurt.
I guess, yeah.
Are they going to, if let's say the 49ers are up 40 points, are they going to count that as benching him? If they take him out,
take him off the field.
Yeah, I wouldn't make that bet. There's too many fucking variables there.
Kids, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Look, you've been listening to all the odds throughout this show. They're all from MyBookie. You're going to get the same odds as us. Bet with us or against us. Can you really watch the big game on Sunday without a little something on it to feel alive inside? Probably not. Is the missus going to bet on all these Taylor Swift prop bets? Yes, she'll want to get in on the action as well. Fire up a new account. Go to mybookie.com, enter that promo code DRINKINBROS to double that first deposit up to $1,000 and put a little something on the game. Next up, we got lucy.co/drinkingbros over there. Also, you're going to use that promo code drinkingbros at checkout to get 20% off your first order over there. How do you use Lucy? What do you enjoy most about Lucy? I can tell you what I enjoy about it. The increased alertness, attention, and mood. Lucy makes tobacco-free nicotine for people to focus better, think deeper, chill out, smoother, and inspire creativity. It's 100% pure tobacco-free nicotine. You'll never find tobacco in any of their products ever. Lucy's pouches are available in 5 strengths, anywhere from 2 milligrams to 12 milligrams, 12 different flavors, including cinnamon, mint, mango, wintergreen, pomegranate, apple, ice, and espresso, which is real nice. So whether you use nicotine to focus better, to get a better boost in energy, or just to chill or relax, make sure Lucy is a part of your nicotine routine over there. Lucy also offers free shipping and has a 30-day refund policy. So if you change your mind and you don't like it, they'll give you your money back. No big deal. That is lucy.co. Use code DRINKINBROS to get 20% off and, as always, free shipping. So if you want to try Lucy's tobacco-free breakers, pouches, or gum, go to lucy.co/drinkingbros. Use the promo code DRINKINBROS for 20% off your first order. And now here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Last but not least here today, we got bioproteintech.com talking about HGH. Anybody out there in your 30s? Huh? Yeah, your hormones probably suck at this point. So if you're looking for a better way to absorb testosterone optimally, check out bioproteintech.com over there. Guys, here's why your hormones suck, okay? If you're listening to this, chances are you may be one of those countless guys who are struggling to see the results they want in the gym, the mirror, even in the bedroom. Most guys are focused on testosterone. However, that's only 50% of the answer. Without adequate growth hormone and its end results, growth factors, you can't even optimally absorb the testosterone you have, no matter if it's synthetic or natural. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. It fills in what you're missing there, okay? And it's a nice little vial. It goes right underneath your tongue. You'll feel that sting. Take it right before night-night time there. You'll wake up feeling good and better over there. No needles, none of that bullshit. It's been trusted by physicians since 2009. Effects can be felt in days instead of months over there.
And guys who use BioPro Plus have experienced a faster workout recovery, enhanced performance metabolism, and that sexual function I was talking about. So if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel without all the risk of the big pharma synthetic bullshit, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more or click the link in the audio description and use the code DRINKINBROS for $30 off your first order. Dan and I have been using this for about four and a half months. Big fans of this company, and it works, man. Shit, I've gotten great night's sleep off of it, and popped up in the morning ready to rock and go to the gym. Last but not least, I said it before, I'll say it one more time, hardafseltzer.com. We were talking about it throughout the show. If you're heading out for the big game, we're live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, Ohio, in North Carolina. We're in every single Total Wines across the South. We're in HEBs here in Texas. If you're in the Austin area, we're out the HEB in Dripping Springs, the one on Nutty Brown, and the one at Oak Hill. They're all stocked up, as well as those Total Wines out in Dallas and those HEBs as well. And same with the guys in Houston over there. If you're in Alabama, we're in all the Piggly Wigglies down there. Easy to remember. If you're pre-gaming in Wilmington, North Carolina, want to hit up all those brunches, they'll be serving hard AF seltzers with your omelets in the morning. If you're in Columbus, Ohio, and you're going out to watch the game, we're at the Short North Pint House there, Urban Myers Pint House in Dublin, Ohio. And in Alabama, we're in Tuscaloosa, Rama Jamma. If you just want to feel like you're next to the stadium, fire away. If you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, you can dip in over the border and grab a 12-pack of Hard AF Seltzer. We still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. But if you are, just click on the store locator at hardafseltzer.com, type in your city or zip, and it'll take you to the closest store nearest you. Support us and support the show by going to hardafseltzer.com today.
Okay. It'll probably end up being a push because something stupid like that will happen.
This one's for you, Bob. Will Olivia Culpo and Christian McCaffrey kiss on the field?
It's just whoever wins. Whoever you think is going to win.
Yep.
So who do you
if you want to keep your money either way, then just bet both, I guess, you know?
Well, no, but then it's just even, right, at that point. But who do you think is genuinely going to win to do this?
The Chiefs. I mean, I think the Chiefs are going to win. So
okay, so then I would go with Taylor Swift.
I think they've already got, yeah, the refs have already been prepped, you know, because they got to get to this engagement. The engagement thing is what, and then they sold... They sold the commercial spots right after the engagement for 10x what?
Yeah, Jared.
He went to Jared.
Yeah, so like, boom, like, boom, he pops the question, cuts to commercial sales, Jared, they all paid 10 mil plus, probably 25 mil for these, and then goes back for them to get the interview of, oh, my God, you just got engaged. You see that prime spot that you could just sell?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm telling you, it's already in.
Yeah, I agree with you. And this is a weird prop bet to end this section here, is a Super Bowl winner parlay with the presidential election outcome. 49ers win plus Trump wins 2024. That is the favorite right now, plus 240. Chiefs win plus Trump wins 2024. Is it plus 290? Chiefs win plus Biden wins plus 460. 49ers win plus Biden wins is plus 400.
Well, let me save you the suspense. Biden's not going to be alive then. In November?
Doesn't appear.
Not one fucking prayer.
I saw him yesterday.
He doesn't remember when his fucking son died and what the fuck. I mean, it's like rapidly deteriorating, so he's going to be gone.
Yeah, Matt Belinsky's on after this. We'll talk about what he said yesterday, but he confused the president of Mexico with...
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The best bet here is Chiefs win plus Trump wins. Oh, but yeah. Even that's probably going to be a wash because somebody's going to get replace Biden and get put into the office, you would think, right? I mean, no, we don't have real elections anymore.
No. So we'll see what happens there. next up, position or player to pour Gatorade on the game-winning head coach?
Kelsey.
Offensive or defensive? Okay, so you got offensive then.
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Laser?
What if Jason Kelsey just comes out of the stands and pours a goddamn Gatorade on
him? I think that, well, he's retiring, so I guess Eagles fans couldn't be that mad at him.
Yeah. No.
They should be a little mad.
It's usually always...
What are the odds?
It's a defensive player, right? Like, yeah. Usually it's always a defensive player.
Yeah, kneel down.
Offensive player is minus 110, so that is the favorite currently.
Yeah. I think it's defensive player.
Defensive because Mahomes and Kelsey will be on the field.
Field kneeling it.
Oh, you're right. Shit, that's a good one, man. I didn't think about that. You're right. That'll come first. Color of the Gatorade.
Purple is at plus 400. Yellow, green, lime, wow, plus 400. Red, plus 275. Blue, plus 375. Orange, plus 250. Clear or water, plus 600. I'm going to go with red because both teams are red. So it's got to be red.
Red sucks, though. Nobody likes red.
Yeah, it's got a purpose.
Well, Bert Kreischer does.
Red gives you heartburn.
I was thinking black.
That's not Kool-Aid, bud.
No, it's not. They don't make a Gatorade color flavor of black.
Yeah, well, they got a black national anthem now, so they probably got black Gatorade there.
I'm still stuck on that. Do other sports do that?
The black national anthem?
The NBA, maybe.
NBA, probably.
Well, easily. That's, come on. That's a given, though.
That's probably the only anthem they sing.
Yeah. Come on.
But I'll go red just because both teams are red, and that's it there. That's what we got. Let's scroll down to, let's see these other fucking prop bets. What do we got down here?
Hey, Ross, I have some breaking Ohio State news.
What do we got?
This is actually kind of massive.
Okay. Good or bad?
So Bill O'Brien was your offensive coordinator. He left.
Where did he go? To Boston College?
Yeah, I guess
I heard a rumor about that a week ago. Okay.
So you want to know who they're targeting now?
Do I want to know?
It's interesting.
Okay.
UCLA head coach Chip Kelly.
Oh, God, dude. That would be bulls on parade. That would be the greatest thing of all time.
He's one of the better OCs. I don't know, head coaching-wise, not so much, with but that, OCs. Ryan Day said yesterday he's not going to be calling the offensive plays next year.
Correct. So if we get Chip Kelly, that's game over. You can go ahead and bet all your money on Ohio State.
Didn't Chip Kelly interview for the Seahawks head or offensive coordinating job, too?
He did,
and
he didn't get it.
He didn't get it, uh-uh. So he's completely – okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So he's either staying at UCLA or taking this gig. Why would you step down, though, as head coach of UCLA and take an OC job, I guess?
It's Ohio State, bud.
I'm with you, but that's still quite a pay cut.
UCLA is also in the Big Ten now.
Yes, but it's still a huge pay cut.
I'm saying I don't understand why you would step down to be OC. And Chip Kelly, when he was the coach of the Eagles, he wanted full control of everything. He's not going to be an OC.
Why is he going to be a great job?
Just informed the team he will no longer be the head coach at UCLA.
Yeah, so
right now, let's go! Is that real?
That's from the UCLA 247 Sports site.
Dude, if Chip Kelly's the OC of Ohio State, that's a goddamn dynasty they're building. Holy shit.
Or he thinks Ryan Day's on the way out.
No,
Either way.
Here's why Chip Kelly wants to be there. He fucking hates recruiting, so maybe he told Ryan Day, I'm calling plays. I don't want to talk to a single fucking 17-year-old that I don't have to.
He hates doing press. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He just wants to play with his toys.
I agree. If that's the move... All in on Ohio State. I might bet that now on my bookie. Jesus Christ. Oh, boy. All right, let's get to the Super Bowl odds themselves here. We'll get to the big game. Brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. San Francisco is favored. They're minus -2 here against the Kansas City Chiefs. Anthony, we'll start with you. Who do you got?
I'll take Chiefs. Money line.
Okay, because money line is plus 105.
Yeah, I mean, plus +2 is 110. 105 is a little bit better odds-wise. So, yeah, I'll take money line.
Okay. Jared, who do you got in this game?
I'm going to take the Chiefs. They're going to win.
Yeah. Yeah. Laser.
I take the Chiefs with the points, plus +2.
Why the points?
Just to say, the Super Bowls are going to want to make it close, keep people everybody interested. It's going to come down probably to a field goal. I mean, I'd rather have the two. For plus 105 to minus 110 is not much of a difference. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah,
be safe.
If it is, if you're putting fucking $5,000.
Well, listen.
So I put $5,000 on this morning. It pays off at $5,250.
Okay,
with the money line, it's an extra $250. Yeah, I understand that.
It's an 8-ball of cocaine, dude.
Yeah. You know what, dude? Take the money line.
There you go.
Take the goddamn money line.
There you go.
I only do drug math.
That's it.
You can stick that quantumology right up your fucking ass.
Right. Oh, damn.
There it is.
It's about none of that.
Come on, dude.
Gear Bear, who you got in the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs, dude. Come on.
All right. Delco, who you got in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to go 49.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa. Let's make
America's
a bet, dude.
Is it real, or is it just to be different?
No, I mean, it's both.
Delco, let's make a bet, dude. I'll wipe your ass.
Dan hates being
what do we need, dude?
Being on the public side. Everybody on the public is going to bet the Chiefs because of this fucking false-ass narrative.
Whoa, dude. You don't believe in love?
I sure as fuck don't.
70% of the bets are on the Chiefs right now, so I understand it.
That's kind of scary.
I understand
it. They're also a better team.
Yes. Well,
Yeah, but the Ravens were a better team.
God, if the 49ers just had a quarterback, I would say the 49ers.
Ravens ran the ball six times. They led the league in rushing and ran the ball six times.
You know why? Because of the scripted narrative.
Narrative.
Yeah, but what about Taylor Swift, dude? Don't you think she's going to cheer on old Kelsey to victory?
He says no.
No.
All right. He says no.
I like it, Doug. I do.
First touchdown.
Well, hang on. Bob, who do you got in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm taking the Chiefs. Kyle Shanahan is 0-2 against Spagnuolo defenses.
Ah, that's an interesting stat. There you go. There you go. Next up is the over-under at 47.5. D'Anthony, who you got in this?
I'm going to take the over.
Okay.
I think certainly two good defenses, no question about that. But both of these teams this year have used the same formula to defeat good pass rushes, which is to run the ball directly at your best pass rusher. We saw it last game. The 49ers gave up a ton of fucking yards on the ground, way more than they have all season, because that strategy was used. It was used all year to defeat the fucking Cowboys, and nobody in the NFL could run the ball. Maybe the Lions are close, but nobody can run the ball like the fucking 49ers can. With Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, there's going to be points on the fucking board. This is not going to be a low-scoring game, I don't think.
Jared, who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the over on Kansas City because historically, you know, the 49ers defense is real weak in about the second, third quarter. And when the clock's running, coach doesn't know how to call the plays the right way.
No, it's just Shanahan doesn't run the ball when he's got a lead. That's the issue.
That's the issue. He'll be throwing it. What do you got, Uncle Laser? 47.5.
I don't like the half over for the first half. I like the first half over.
Okay.
I think they make adjustments in the second. It slows down the scoring. But it's in a dome or it's in, you know, like indoors. So it is better conditions to.
Yeah, but they're importing grass.
It's on grass.
It is on grass?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Just like last year, which kind of fucked it up.
Oh,
so
shit. It got
slippery,
that.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're going to do a better job than they did last year, but that might be a stupid assumption to make, frankly.
Okay.
Huh.
It's interesting. Because
I think the big key for both of these teams to defeat those good defenses is to establish the run game. And if the grass is all fucked up, that's not going to happen, and it will be a low-scoring game. So that's something to take into consideration.
Yeah.
So for me, here's what I did this morning, because I bet this right before we came on air. I actually teased Kansas City up to 9, and then I took the over down to 40.5 is what I did on a 7-point teaser there. I'm with you, man. This 47.5,
that's a weird number.
It is. And it's the margin of, if the defenses show up, it could be low scoring, it could be 21-17. If they don't and people end up getting loose, then yeah, it could be over that. So I'm going to take the safe play there. At 40.5, that puts it at a 21-20 final, and that would push me over by a half a point. So that's where I landed with it, as far as that goes. Coin toss is up next.
Well, hold on. I'm taking the under.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, 14 of the 20 Chiefs games this year have been under that total.
Really? Yeah, but you can't compare the first 10 weeks of Kansas City to the last 7.
That's fine, but two of their 3 playoff games also under that total.
Yeah, so that Ravens game, to your point, Bob, I bet the over on that, and I was dealing 5 minutes into the game. It was 14-7. They had 21 points on the board, and then the only other fucking, I think it was 2 more field goals, and that was the end of that was the rest of the game, man.
I would also go under because I think Pacheco's going to feed him healthy dose of Pacheco over 67.5 yards rushing for him. I think that's a lock.
Yeah,
I think he gets that the first half.
Yeah,
yeah, I do too. I've actually got money on Pacheco winning MVP too on a sprinkle there. So because if he gets loose. The same way those running backs got loose against the 49ers the last 2 weeks, he could be the dude. So we'll find out. Over under for you, Delco, what do you got?
Go under.
Okay. Gare Bear, over under, 47.5.
I feel like it's going to be a high scoring game. I'm going to over.
Okay. I don't want to root for the under, which is why I do that.
Yeah.
So like I push the over down because I hate to root for a 10-7 game. I hate that. So that's why I personally did it. But I understand it either way. MVP props up here. Who do you got for MVP? Patrick Mahomes is the favorite. Brock Purdy is second. Christian McCaffrey, Travis Kelce at 11-1. Debo Samuel, Isaiah Pacheco at 32-1. Rashi Rice at 44.5-1. And then it goes down to Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle after that.
I mean, I don't even know why they called MVP. They just called the best fucking quarterback in the league and in for the game. It's got to be Mahomes. I mean,
right. Like historically, quarterbacks win.
It's
MVP.
Always
and like in the league MVP. Like,
so you don't think that there's any possibility of old boy
winning.
I mean, like Dan said, what did he throw for, like 187 yards or something last year? Or what was it the other?
183.
And he still got it.
182.
Like, and Travis Kelce had 90 of those yards.
He did throw three touchdowns, though.
But didn't Kelce have two of those?
I don't remember. I think
Kelce had two of them, so it's a quarterback. You got to go. The winner of the game, that quarterback.
How do they determine this?
The MVP?
Quantum physics.
No.
Quantumology.
That's a great question. Is it the guys in the boot? Like, who is the ones that
I don't know,
that
but two of the last seven winners have been wide receivers.
And the other five have been quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then before that, there were two linebackers in 3 years.
Okay, so I put, here's what I did, by the way. So I sprinkled, I put 500 on Kelce at 11-1. I put 500 on Pacheco at 32-1. And then Rashee Rice at 44-1, which is too juicy.
I like his prop.
Because he could get loose.
I like his prop for over, like, two touchdowns. Like, catching two touchdowns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So watch out for those. Coin toss, heads or tails? What do you got? D'Anthony?
Tails never fails. Is Karlaftis on here for MVP? 22,000. I'm going to take George Karlaftis.
Really?
Yep. He's the only guy on that fucking pass rush that's not going to get double teamed the whole time. If he gets a strip sack or something like that, a couple of sacks, including a strip sack, he will win.
Yeah, all right.
Because that's how Von Miller won, right?
Yeah.
Give me Fred Warner, 100-1.
Fred Warner's another one good. I mean, you could sprinkle those two guys.
Yeah, you could sprinkle. That's a lot of fucking money, too, if it pays off. There was a gambler in Vegas yesterday who put $75,000 on Kelce to win the MVP, which is a lot of fucking money, dude.
I think it's possible. I think that's possible to happen. Has a tight end ever won an MVP?
No, but he caught 11 passes against the Ravens.
Yep.
11 for 11.
And he just passed Jerry Rice as the
all-time reception leader for the playoffs. Season, yep, right? In the postseason. Yeah.
Man, Gary, did you do your homework, dude?
No, I actually know sports, dude. This whole little fucking spiel about me being an idiot is all a scam. I'd say Kelce.
He knows quantumology, dude.
I'm a criminologist.
You're a criminologist.
A criminal cryptolinguist.
No, you're a criminal.
All right, Dan.
There's
just a full-blown criminal
here. Dan, what do you think about
Kelce? I already told you. He's got a gay chin strap beard.
Yeah, he doesn't like him, okay?
I mean, I would probably enjoy hanging out with him. He seems like a fun guy.
No, I mean, do you think he could win MVP,
though? Oh, yeah, he could, yeah. But, I mean, it'd have to be a weird situation. Again, the wide receivers who won were Cooper Kupp, who had 8 catches, 92 yards, 2 tutties. And then before him was Julian Edelman, who had 10 catches, 141. Oh, so if Kelce has 10 or more catches and two or more touchdowns. Good chance. And there's a decent chance of that happening too, I guess. But I don't know. I mean, it hasn't happened all season.
Two interceptions.
I think it's 2+ touchdowns, 10 catches.
I think 2 interceptions from Mahomes.
How do you even watch
2 interceptions?
Are you serious?
Two from Mahomes and then you get...
Yeah. That's, he's qualifying it, yeah.
Okay. All right.
How do you watch the game?
In reverse cowgirl? Well, no, what's the question?
How do you watch the Super Bowl? What's it on?
Oh, it's on television.
I don't have that. I've got Apple TV.
Yeah,
it'll be on there.
It'll be on every single goddamn platform.
It's the biggest goddamn sport.
Yeah, but which one do you get it on?
It'll literally just say Super Bowl. Click here. So you'll be good. Very, very easy.
I'll send you an email.
Yeah.
Just send me an email.
And then for your kids, they're doing something while Nickelodeon right before
the puppy
yes.
one.
Well, they'll only get slimed.
It's on CBS.
It's on CBS
this year.
So not ESPN. I can't get it on ESPN?
No, it's on CBS.
No, but it'll be on CBS has an app too that'll be free.
And it's free on television. Yeah. It's free on television. Next up, will Usher wear sunglasses during the halftime show? Yes or no? Easily. Yes. Yes.
Easy.
Yes. Yeah.
He wears them to sleep.
I agree on that one. Taylor Swift shown during halftime show? Yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cheering. Yeah.
Yeah. Easily. Or dancing.
Yeah.
Dancing in the box. Will Usher fall during the performance? Jesus Christ, that's dark.
What does it have that as odds at?
Is he going to fall down on stage?
What are those odds?
-700 that he does not fall, but it's +350 that he does.
I mean, he's a dancing goblin, dude. What if he gets tripped up on his own feet?
I don't know. Didn't Rihanna do it pregnant last year? She didn't fucking fall.
But she didn't move. I was there, and by the way, on the platform, I mean, she didn't move from where she was. Like it.
I think she was a hologram.
In. Could have been.
I don't believe
still
that.
Pregnant. Didn't look real.
I don't believe that's
still
a real
pregnant?
Baby.
No, she ended up having that baby. That's the thing about babies. It's only 9 months, and it's been a full year.
Well,
she's only nine? Yeah.
She went 11 months.
You've got three of them, Jared. Do you not know?
Listen.
You got three kids? I think you had two. Oh, no, you've got three. That's right. Shit, dude.
Welcome to life.
Yeah. welcome to life? Welcome, what does that mean?
That's what he said when they popped out.
Yeah, welcome to life. Welcome. Here's your dad.
Then he handed him the keys to a rally car, and he left. He hasn't seen him since.
Yep, exactly.
See you later, losers.
Yeah.
Call me when you know how to drive.
And then, Gary, what year did you finally see your kid? What was that? Because you weren't there at birth, I'm assuming, right?
I was an hour late.
Somehow that's worse than not showing up at all, isn't it?
Hey, you know, you sound a lot like my baby mama, dude. That's right. No, I had to fucking take a taxi cab to an Uber to a fucking plane to another Uber to a bus to an Uber from Texas to California. So give me a fucking break.
Hey, you don't feel like you should have maybe like got in a couple days early for that biggest event of your life?
Hey, shut the fuck up, dude. So listen, I get in the Uber to go to the airport. You guys know that turnoff Spirit of Texas?
Yeah.
My Uber driver's Pakistani. He's looking at me. He's telling me how great he loves America. He's like, yeah, dude, my insurance is so good. Plows into the curb. The wheel flies off. I had to hitchhike to the airport, dude. That's
it's only another mile down the road.
It's a tough mile, though. I know that mile. I know what you're talking about. It's hard to get off that road, Gare Bear. I'm gonna stand up for you on this one, okay? Proud of you. You were trying to be a good dad, and then some fucking Pakistani ruined it for you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. What is this? Is this America or is this fucking the opium fields? What's going on here? Because I wish it was the opium fields.
Oh, special Gary.
Does Justin Bieber appear during the halftime show, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't like Usher like his like mentor or some shit like that?
He is.
He signed him when he was 13.
Yeah, but it's also it's Las Vegas. I'm sure everybody's going to the fucking Super Bowl.
But you got to, Bob and I were talking about this the other day. It's like that original conversation that Usher had with his manager. It's like, hey, I found this 13-year-old on the internet. And he's like, let me stop you right there, Usher. Don't ever fucking say that in public again. And stop peeing on people. Oh, that's the other one.
Yeah, that's.
Hey, speaking of that peeing on people shit, dude, the other night.
Uh-oh.
There we go. What?
No, I was doing the karaoke, the cutthroat thing where they can cut you off with the scissors.
Yeah.
And I do a great rendition of R. Kelly's Remix to Ignition. That's just kind of my go-to. Sure. But I guess since Austin's so fucking liberal. Now, look, when I knew R. Kelly, he wasn't pissing on nobody. I was dry humping my little baby wiener at the eighth grade winter dance.
Yeah,
the counselor had to call my mom. Had come get him. He's acting an ass. But I went up there to sing that song, and they cut me within like 10 seconds of that song because I guess he pissed on them kids. Like that's not how I remember. That's
no,
not what
it's
I.
Not because he peed on those kids, dude.
What was it?
I've seen you do karaoke, dude.
Oh shit, dude!
Oh, he
that's
just...
a hell of a thing for you to say to me, boy. You just straight lying through them fucking rose-colored glasses. Dude, you're not even colorblind. Just fucking take them off.
Did you just quote Doc Holliday from Tombstone?
Yes, I did, Daniel.
Yeah.
Yes, I did, Daniel. Yes, I did, Daniel.
I'll be you, Huck.
Hey, and I saw that birthday picture of you. Where you're in that American Eagle shirt. I guess it was on your Facebook.
Oh, yeah, with me and him. Yeah, we were fucking blacked out big time.
Wow.
Yeah, what? Yeah. What about it?
So
you boys must have been slanging some pole back in that day. My God.
No, we were not.
I know. I can tell.
That was a tap out shirt.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah. Dan had an earring in.
And Dan, you're what? How are you? 44 now? 43.
Yeah.
You're 40.
I guess.
You look good.
You look great.
Wow, Gary just said you look good.
Thanks, Gary. It's like bubbles from the wires. Like, hey, you look good. I'm like, well, you look homeless, dude.
But yeah, like, you always got a friend in Gary. You know?
You sure do.
That weekend was the weekend we invented this drink called the Atom Bomb, by the way.
What's that?
It's I don't think neither of you could fucking handle it.
No. Oh, give me a fucking break.
It's an ounce.
I'll drink three right now.
It's an ounce and a half of Everclear and an ounce and a half of Wormwood Absinthe.
Ooh, no, just straight. No,
yep.
To the dome.
No, well, we would put sugar in it and stir it and chug it.
You can run a car off that shit.
Sure could, dude.
I feel like JT and Dan are actually our real fathers.
like when Beavis and Butthead are going on a great adventure and they meet them boys in the desert and their daddy around a campfire. Yeah, that's it.
Anyway, here's some footage of me punching out some drywall.
There we go. Do we have it up there?
We have it. Boys.
We have it. Here's the footage here, kids.
And this is the girl who got you out of jail.
No,
her house.
It was her bar.
It was her bar.
Oh,
got it.
Let's see this fucking thing.
Ironton, Pikeville, we've had a good time.
I've never seen somebody throw it like this, dude. Like,
what
kind of punch was that?
It came in like a stealth
like
fire.
It was like a hammer fist.
Hey, Ross,
and
that's
then you switch.
I don't remember that, dude.
Hey, Bob, can we see that instant replay one more time there on Gear Bear's punch? Is there any way you can drywall?
Can you play that at like half speed?
Maybe? Yeah. Let's see what we got there.
Killer jacket, though.
That is a nice jacket. And then one chain.
His life savings is tied up in that chain.
Slow motion there. What do we got? Oh!
To be fair, he punched correctly. His arm just slid.
Yeah, you got it.
And he's in the toilet. And he's in the toilet.
Yeah. I slipped in some puke, dude.
It looks like maybe the dry.
The Pikesville, dude, the bar floors are covered in cum and puke and fucking inbred juices. All
okay,
right?
Well, how much of that was your cum and
no,
puke, though?
None.
That's what a great
you
episode.
You know why they arrested me?
Why? What was
jealous.
It?
They hate me because they hate me. All right?
Well, and that's going to happen, Garrett. I'm seeing your chest right now, and I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Okay?
They usually are.
The last bet of the day here, Bob, this one's for you. The ultimate Reba McEntire fan here. The over-under for the national anthem. 1 minute and 30 and a half seconds. You got the over or the under on Reba?
You know, I feel like I'm taking the under. I feel like she's going to come in at like 128, something like that. She doesn't showboat.
She doesn't. She's a professional, always has been, always will be, and she's white. So, Laser, you're new to the Super Bowl extravaganza show. Whenever it's a white singer, we bet the under. Okay. Because black singers tend to make a meal of it, and it's a whole goddamn thing.
Make a meal.
There was one that made 2 minutes over, the actual over. I forget who it was. It was 4 or 5 years ago, but holy shit, it went on for fucking ever. This is Reba. She's a fucking pro. She's going to get it in. I've got the under on this
one. I'm taking that
out. I got the under.
Yeah. Who do you got?
I have no idea.
Well, it's the last question of the show here, so make one up. Flip a coin.
I'll take the over.
There you go. Look at that. Why?
Because fuck you. That's why.
God, he's a national treasure.
He sure is.
If you ran for president, dude, I'd actually get out of my home and vote.
I would. Yeah. I would hope that it's Dan and Gary on that card.
Oh my
boy,
it's a good balance. Balance.
Gary would be my press secretary for sure.
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude.
Hey, if anybody tries to talk to me, like, go talk to that asshole.
Yeah.
Gary, shirtless. And just
Gary,
a lot of
go answer all those questions.
It's Pikesville, you know?
It is, dude. It's Pikesville. What do you want?
Bus,
it's Trump country, man.
The press is asking him why he got arrested the night before.
And I'm just giving him presidential pardons all the time.
Every single day.
This is the
day.
40th time this administration has pardoned Gary Faust. What the fuck's going on?
The press secretary.
Littering and.
Public urination and.
Yeah, he got fucking 4 railroad offenses.
Dude.
Gear Bear, it happens, doesn't it?
The commission hates me for this one simple trick.
This one simple trick.
There's just a picture of him riding a horse next to the train car, trying to fucking, like, what are you doing? Stop, dude. There's not money. There's not gold on these trains anymore. What the fuck are you doing?
This isn't a Wells Fargo train, dude. Relax.
Oh, now's the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. I want to give this away, if you don't mind. Just because he's out there, he's probably watching, hasn't heard from him in a while. I want to give this to Gary's son. I know your dad hasn't called you.
Larry
Jr. I want to give it to Larry.
Is it Larry or Barry?
It's Larry. I know your dad hasn't contacted you in a while. He is thinking about you. He's shy, obviously, as you could tell from the first hour of the show.
Well, hey,
he loves you.
Gary's ex-wife, his baby mom, actually blocked him. So now he was supposed to go see him.
Yeah,
are
she
you
blocked
serious?
Him.
Yeah, yeah.
So where's the kid at? Where's this fucking? Where's Larry?
Well, you're asking the wrong fucking guy. What the fuck, dude? Read the room. Nah, it'll work out.
I love this goddamn show so much. I'm in the worst pain of my life, and I'm having the best time ever.
If Curious Baby Mama's out there and wants to come on the show, we'd love to have you. You can bring the kid on, too, okay?
Well, yeah. Actually, yeah. Fuck it. Yeah, if you bring Gary, you can... That's a real life nightmare.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for tuning in, kids. This is the Drinking Bros Super Bowl extravaganza brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. Bet with us or against us and enjoy the big game on Sunday. For Danthony and Anthony Holloway, Jared Cat Puke Taylor, Uncle Laser, the biggest piece of shit in the world, Gary Falsom, Ross Patterson, this is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.